the foreign service. Some of them will be appointed in government, and some will be nominated. Remember, this is what they're nominated members of parliament. So I don't know if that counts as you being told not to stand, because that's what it sounds like. You're told, listen, you're not adopted. Hey, don't stand. Don't stand. But of course, they can't. Well, we hope that they will not physically stop people. We hope that the people will be physically stopped. I laugh because we did ask that question to Mr. Gilbert this morning. So there was a point where you're saying, we'll make sure that they don't stand. They asked you, how you make sure? They said, don't worry, we have our ways, we'll make sure. So
it sounds a bit worrying.
It sounds a bit worrying. So people are not disappearing and reappearing after, you know.
Charlie says the whole point is the party is bigger than any candidate.
Well, those are the contributions that we've gotten so far on the Phoenix Breakfast this morning. We're yet to see. Very soon we'll see the adoption being announced and who will be adopted, who will be left out. Or left out is quote unquote, because as the president mentioned, there's other opportunities in terms of appointments in government, foreign service, even different nominated members of parliament, which have increased, by the way. So I guess the president will have a bit more in terms of his consideration if he will be elected on the 13th of August 2026, because that is subject to that as well. So keep that in mind, because we do have an election on the 13th of August. All right, so that's our conversation. You can keep it going via our Facebook page, Phoenix FM Zambia, where we are still live at the moment. And give us your thoughts. The main news at 8 is up next.
The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa Bank.
The clash of the other team, Yakalamba, is finally here. Other Yellow, Power Dynamos, and the Airmen, Red Arrows, will battle it out at this year's Absa Cup final at Levy Wanawasa Stadium on Sunday. Then play 2026. Kick off at 15 hours. Who among these big machines will reign champion this year? Grab your tickets now at www.petpay and catch the action live on Supersport and the Absa Facebook page. One match, one champion, be there. Your story matters. Absa.
Three Palestinians are positioned against attacking that part of the Israeli hypothetical game. Constitutional lawyer warns of litigation risk over former Section 66 deal. England and Iran considering new proposal to end war. This is one of the main news, and I'm your Christine Edison. State House Chief Communications Special Spokesman Hamid Bakr has questioned their position against the belief that attacking President Hassan al-Bashir when he is the popularity of the country heads towards general elections. He's in an interview with Phoenix News. Mr. Hamid Bakr says some opposition figures appear to assume that he decides on the president, and later claiming victimization in the face of a left by state institution would undermine the public sympathy. Mr. Hamid Bakr has said that President Hakainma, as both head of state and a presidential candidate, has a duty to uphold law and order before June United elections. He added that he can approach his misguided and urge politicians to respect the law while maintaining civility in their speech and conduct. Mr. Hamid Bakr further advised opposition leaders to avoid inflammatory political rhetoric and instead focus on issue-based campaigns as the election period approaches. His remarks come in the wake of the arrest of opposition economic freedom fighter EFF leader Kassandra Amanda for publication of deceptive information after he allegedly claimed that the presidential motor carriage had lost its way while heading to an event in Central Pacific over the weekend.
Especially as we head towards the campaign for elections, my question is that first, this president FH is a candidate like anybody else, but more especially him has even a much more bigger responsibility as the current sitting head of state to ensure there is law and order in the country. Before, during, and after elections, if you receive your language, there are people who believe that if they keep disparaging the president, not demeaning him, maybe they even get arrested, they think that is going to push their popularity. It never works like that. Please, let's be civil in our language. Trying to demean the head of state will not increase your chances of being elected. No.
In an interview with Phoenix News, Mr. Zimba says most of the provisions contained in the bill are already provided for under existing laws governing the emoluments and conditions of service for government. He has stated that the judiciary should be allowed to maintain its independence, warning that unless there is interference by the executive, could undermine public confidence in the justice system. Mr. Zimba has also criticized that he can't enforce the national priorities, arguing that the country should focus on strengthening the security system rather than introducing legislation that duplicates existing legal provisions. He is of the view that the bill should not proceed to any point in its policy.
When the judiciary is captured and there are all those things that are happening there, that is the difficulty that you get to have. That law in itself is an improper law because when you talk about emolument and in terms of remuneration of judges, that is provided. The Chief Justice is a judge and the judge's conditions of service are well legislated in this country. So why go an extra mile to go and do those things? Why begin to enact legislation that is going to put a all those things that they want to put across? Our priorities in this country are not right, and I think we don't have a way of holding our leaders to account, because accountability in this country does not exist. That is a reckless step. It ought not to have been done in the first.
The Zambia Council for Social Development, ZCSD, has expressed concern of the revised nomination fees announced by the Electoral Commission of Zambia, saying the new charges could hinder inclusive participation in the country's democratic process. ECZ has adjusted nomination fees for aspiring candidates, with presidential aspirants required to pay 100,000 kwacha for males and 80,000 kwacha for females, while youth and persons with disabilities will pay 60,000 kwacha. At parliamentary level, fees have been revised to 17,000 kwacha from 16,000 kwacha for males and 14,000 kwacha from 13,500 kwacha for females, with youth paying 10,500 kwacha and persons with disabilities 10,000 kwacha. ZCSD Executive Director Leah Mitale says the current fee structure risks excluding many qualified citizens from participating in elections, particularly in light of prevailing economic challenges affecting most Zambians. In an interview with Phoenix News, Ms. Mitale says the high cost of contesting public office could favor affluent individuals, thereby limiting diversity in leadership. Ms. Mitale has since appealed to ECZ to urgently review and consider reviewing the nomination fees in order to promote a level playing field and enhance inclusive participation in government.
Moving towards an elitist model where we think that only those that have money are able to lead to govern this country. We need to have a democratic representation landscape that is broader, that is inclusive. So we would like at this stage to encourage and meet the ECZ to perhaps review the nomination fees, especially for the marginalized groups, those that are not represented. If you look at the more than 25 presidential candidates that have paid the nomination fees, you will discover that none of them are female. You also see that if they are youth, that youth is male, and maybe one or two. So you find that we're still again empowering or increasing power in those that have money. And I think we're then being very exclusive.
Would be that Lake Victoria has raised concern over the growing problem of federal land allocation in Kalushi district, allegedly involving a cartel of council officers. A development follows a directive by Kabuba Provincial Minister Elisha Matambo to the Kalushi Local Authority to provide a detailed account of how 7 hectares of land belonging to people's closest on housing and property in Zambia as a gift from an initial self-support. Speaking in an interview with Phoenix News, Mr. Patrick Rowe, says the situation